Uncommon Tourist.
Hey team, the following episode is a short snippet from an audio guide that we created for the Hop On, Hop Off bus here in Barcelona in 2023. So we are going to give you a little overview of Sant Jordi, the impact in the city, the story behind the man, the myth and the legend, and just give you a little bit of heads up of some of the places that you can explore and see the most beautiful decorations in the city. So enjoy the episode, it's just a quick one, and have a beautiful Sant Jordi.
So what I'd like to talk about, first of all, is George and the Dragon. Now, this is a point of controversy.
You think?
Yeah, because if you say George and the Dragon, the English will say, but we don't know the story. But the Catalans, this is critical and crux to not only Catalunya, as he is their patron saint, but it is seriously tied into Catalan culture.
Yeah. It's interesting the way that it pops up.
Here is Barcelona's version of it. So there's a small town that's being held captive by a dragon, and the dragon was hungry. So they first fed the dragon animals, but then they ran out of animals, and they started to feed the dragon humans. So they would have a lottery to say, okay, your turn to be consumed by the dragon. And then
all very Hunger Games, I like
very
it.
Hunger Games. Yes, it, right. You go. No, you go. So one day, the princess of the town got her number picked, and she was chosen to go out to be sacrificed by the dragon. Well, about that same time that George saw this going on, he went out and he's like, "I am not going to let that princess be consumed by the dragon." So he went out and he stabbed the dragon. He didn't kill it. He stabbed it and took it into town. And he says, "Hey, if you convert to Christianity, I will slay this dragon. I will rid you of this burden."
Oh, George, I have thoughts.
Okay, keeping up with mine. Hold on. Let me finish the story. So George takes him into town. Several people convert to Christianity, and then he slays the dragon. And then where the dragon's blood hits the ground, grows a rose bush. And then he would end up picking one of those roses and handing it to the princess. And they live happily ever after.
What a beautiful story. Very realistic.
Right, but if you put yourself back in the medieval mind, you start to realize that a lot of these stories that people created were fairy tales or their myths, dude, kind of sway the way people thought, because majority of them in medieval times were illiterate. So they would hear these stories and they would follow them. So it's one of the reasons why George has grown to what it is. Now, let me back into that story a little bit more. The dragon, and you will not hear this from anywhere else because of the un-PC nature of it, but the dragon represents other religions. And because of that, and George slaying that, and then he's a convert to Christianity, is what makes him such a powerful patron saint. So he's not only the patron saint here of Catalunya, but he is celebrated in Romania, Bulgaria, here in Catalunya. Many of you know the St. George flag is representing England. Mm-hmm. He's also celebrated in Portugal and Brazil and Canada. Crazy thing is that even in the United States, you have a Georgia, the state of Georgia, who is named after George the King whenever the eastern side of the United States belonged to England. Well, that king was also named after George. And then we have in the United States several presidents named George. Washington.
Bush.
Yes, George Bush and his father, I guess the W and the H Bushes. They are also English in lineage. And that is where and why they're named George. So it's a very popular both name here in Catalunya. Here they call him Jordi. And then, of course, in England, there's plenty of Georges. So there's a lot of influence on the George, and he plays a major part here in Catalunya because his feast day, which is April 23rd, is a big deal here in Catalunya. There are roses. By the way, I had to say this. April 23rd is also my grandmother's birthday, so I always remember that day. Really cool.
Very nice. Well, so, it's interesting, though, because it's kind of a more, I'm going to say, like, purest version of Valentine's Day here in Catalonia. So it's when people exchange roses and books as part of a sort of symbol of love and connection, which is really nice.
Yeah, so St. George's Day here is the equivalent of Valentine's Day. Now, why books?
Because a man that shows up in a town that has a lot of opinions about how the town should be run needs to be counteracted by people who are well educated enough to say, "This feels a little vested in your own interest, George."
Okay, that's one perspective. How about this one? So it's National Book Day.
Oh.
It's International Book Day, I should say. So it's an International Book Day. It's the day that Cervantes, the guy that wrote Don Quixote and Shakespeare die. Truth is, they die.
Más o menos,
right. Because the reality is, we don't, you know.
We just blur those lanes of fact to fit in with our own story.
But yeah, so it's International Book Day, and the Catalans absorb that tradition into St. George's holiday. And that is why on every corner, there is a rose or a book. And it's actually good for the book industry because they invite authors to come into town and promote their latest book. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice, I mean, at least they're keeping literacy alive, but it's a really good day to come and enjoy. And it's beautiful to be here to be in Barcelona during that holiday.
Absolutely. The energy of the city has this sense of, there is a sense of love, and it's not just romantic love. It's kind of people give books to their children or to their friends. And it's just this beautiful way of connecting from a space of words and poetry and flowers. I think it's a really beautiful way to interact.
So we're going to touch on this later when we talk about Casa Batlló, and very excited to show you some photos. If you don't go forward, but wait until we get to the episode and we'll show you a really cool photo of St. George's Day on Casa Batlló.